Yay, yay.
Hi, everyone. Oh, welcome gosh. Back.
I am Lord Garth.
To Cancel Crystal, the after show of the Dex Effect podcast. Are you done making
Yeah, sorry.
Say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Are you ready for episode 2?
Live long and prosper.
Okay, thank you.
Coco's going to town on my leg. You can see her head right here.
I don't think they can see her.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go on.
Are you ready for today's episode?
Yes.
All right, he's ready. Today I want to talk about something that just came out on Netflix. How many people have just guessed it correctly? Happy Gilmore 2. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did like it.
Really?
Yeah, of course I did.
I thought it was okay.
Well, actually, you know what? Before we get into Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Two.
Deuce.
Because I just saw this today because I was scrolling today and I saw Megan Thee Stallion.
Getting
Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson is a basketball player.
Yeah.
Plays for
Splash Bro.
What's Splash Bro?
Him and Steph Curry.
What's Splash Bro?
That's their nickname because they shoot so many threes.
So they splash?
Yeah, it's like a, yeah, it's a nickname. It's kind of, yeah. They splash. The fuck? Jesus. Get it together, lady. Do they splash? Yeah, they splash.
Okay, anyways, moving on.
She's a lefty.
No, I'm holding it. It's because I'm holding the mic.
Oh, just kidding.
Ambidextrous. So Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson. I think they're really cute together.
Yeah, she'll probably stay with
Oh,
that.
My gosh.
No, she'll probably stay with
I thought
with
you
her.
Were going to say something.
No, because Klay is very up there. He's like 200 mil.
And what about her?
Not close to
she
him.
She was on Love Island.
Yeah.
Remember?
Klay Thompson's 250 million at least.
Twerk contest.
Three-time champion.
I wonder how
Four-time champion. Four-time champion. That's crazy.
She's Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, he will. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to know.
He likes her.
Yeah. He took her golfing.
He's really sweet to her.
Yeah, that's a good one for him.
Did she ever graduate college?
Yeah. Did you ever see that?
Yeah. Are you just saying yeah?
No, that was her thing.
She graduated,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Did you see that when she went on that radio show and the host asked her how her mom was and her mom just died?
No.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking embarrassing.
What'd she say?
She left. She got.
What do you mean she left?
She was like shell shocked.
And she just got up and left?
Yeah, she was.
I don't think she got up and left.
Yeah, she did. She's.
Roll the clip?
Roll the clip. Please don't roll the clip. Because I don't know.
It never happened.
No, that thing happened. I just don't know if she left. And I try to sound cool. But it's 50-50. So let's hope she left.
Do you picture her leaving?
I do.
Do you see her getting out of the chair?
I know she was shell-shocked.
Take the headphones off.
She was shell-shocked.
Was she really?
Like she was
well,
like.
Well, I mean,
she
I
was
would
like,
be too if my.
Yeah, no, it was effed.
So note to self, don't ever do something.
Don't ever ask if they're pregnant or how people are doing.
No, just. Be able to ask how people are doing.
Expect everybody's dead.
Oh my God, we have to check. We have to double check every time.
Yeah, that's kind
anybody,
of our job.
Anybody, whoever comes onto the show right before, though, imagine you did all the backup work the night before. You thought you were
night
ready.
Before overdose.
She walks in. Night before. Your mom.
Yeah, that's fucked. Night before overdose.
No, don't say
that. That's hardcore.
Next. That's too much. That's getting cut out. That was too far. I just thought it was really cute because, you know, Megan Thee Stallion hasn't had the best of luck.
Yeah.
She got shot in the foot.
You think she got shot? I know I just tripped, but.
You glitched.
You do think she got shot in the foot, right?
What do you mean, I think?
No, because.
She went to the hospital. There's.
Yeah, but X-ray. By Tory Lanez, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I do too, but they're.
But
Tory's really pushing it to get out of jail.
That he didn't do it?
Yeah.
Who else?
The problem is the driver is not in the country anymore.
What does that have to do with anything?
That's the third person. Driver,
who
Tory.
Who else would have shot her in the foot?
Driver or Tory. That's the only two. Driver's not here, though. He disappeared.
So why wouldn't she say it was the driver, though?
Exactly. I agree with that, but this guy's really pushing it.
See? He's guilty.
He's already guilty, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Already in jail, but he's still pushing it to get out. Like there's a chance. That's the only normally people just, you know, it's you're guilty, it's over. Like, finish the sentence.
Can you imagine one day he finds evidence and he's like, see, it wasn't me.
His only thing is that the driver is nowhere to be found.
What if the driver comes back?
That would be a
crazy
dead.
Twist of events. Oh, that's not a crazy twist of events.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
They're cute together. That's they it. They are. That's all.
They'll probably last.
How long? Forever.
2 weeks.
They're going to have babies.
2 weeks. They'll be done.
Does he have babies with somebody?
I don't think so.
Wait, why do I know Klay Thompson? Who is he dating? What Kardashian?
None. Klay just won the...
And he was dating a Kardashian.
No.
Yes, he was.
Tristan Thompson.
Not Tristan. I know Tristan
not
is...
Klay.
Klay was dating one of them.
James Harden.
No.
Yeah.
Klay.
No.
Bet.
Okay.
What? What are we betting? Pie in the face?
Yes.
Hold on.
You're going to lose this. You want to hold, take it back?
No.
You can. I'll let you.
I'm not getting pie in the face. That was only if you got it wrong.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm wrong.
I know you are. It was Tristan Thompson, bro.
I thought he was
no,
with
Klay
one
just
of them.
Wins championships. It's just that he got traded last year.
I thought
year.
He was with the Kendall one.
No, that's Devin Booker.
Oh, that's what it... Yeah, Devin Booker, Blake Griffin, and something Simmons?
Yeah. Her starting five... They make a joke that her starting five can compete with some NBA rosters because it's Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
Kendall, right? Blake Griffin, Kendall. Devin Booker, Ben Simmons, Jordan Clarkson.
Ben Simmons, yeah.
Jordan Clarkson, right?
I don't know. They cut off.
Let me see.
It cut off.
There's one more.
There's only three on here.
That's a lot. That's well done, Kendall. You could probably throw a hot dog down a hallway. Jeez.
We're not putting that
No, in. You have to.
I'm not putting that in.
Why?
That's gross. That was
We'll do
funny.
Anything for the party.
don't do it again.
I want you.
Don't do it again.
I won't.
That's too many. They're really going to come.
To the party?
Can you imagine if somebody knocked on the door right now?
Hey, look.
Don't do that. Oh, you know what? Speaking of, I used to do that at the Fall Out Boy shows. They used to ask all of us to do that.
Oh, wait. Were they the ones with the pyramid and the rainbow through it?
Oh,
I think.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy. What about it?
No, sorry. Then why'd you do this then?
Because they told us to. It was actually, no. There is a backstory to this. They had a collab with Jay-Z.
Okay.
And Jay-Z was doing that at all of the shows. So then Fall Out Boy started doing it at all of their shows.
It's weird because...
So we're all a part of the Illuminati.
Yes, I'm down. But Jay-Z is trying to open Caesar's Palace in Times Square. They just offered $5 billion.
What happened to his,
Rock Nation and Caesar's Palace.
What was his thing called?
Which,
his lounge, his cigar, his club?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, but he's going full Rock Nation. I think he needs more money than just the lounge.
But I thought it was really upscale.
Yeah, but now they're trying to push that Caesar's Palace in Times Square. It's just New York doesn't budge on casinos.
It's not legal?
No. I mean, they'll do racetracks. The resorts world has no dealers. It's all machines and Catskill.
Oh, like Florida.
No, in New York.
No, it's like Florida.
Oh, yeah. No.
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 No. Never mind.
No. And you're from Florida.
No. They're the...
No.
Yes, there are some casinos that don't have dealers.
Yeah.
Isles.
Yeah.
Isles doesn't have dealers.
Oh,
they
yeah,
just have
yeah,
the
yeah.
machine.
And Dania Beach, the one that Hunter crushed.
I do know Florida.
Hunter bet $500 on a... On a random slot machine and hit 10,000.
Fuck yeah,
dude. Yeah. Yeah. He did. At Dania Beach. Here.
Dania Beach?
Yeah.
I know where that
That's
is.
That's the one. It's just poker. No, there's table games there. There's Ultimate Hold'em.
Not in every casino.
Do you want to bet again?
Yeah, we can bet.
Go.
Bet.
Go on.
What am I typing?
Type in, do all Florida casinos have table games? They all do. Just some don't have blackjack and baccarat.
No.
Okay, man.
Okay.
You're going to lose this again.
Not every casino in Florida offers traditional live table games.
Yeah.
Here's a breakdown.
Which ones? You're from South Florida, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter which side of Florida
Dania
you're
Beach
from.
Does.
I know that some
Isle
places
does.
Do. Isles doesn't have live table games. It has poker.
You're wrong. Type it in. Go ahead.
That was the one that's closest to where I live.
Go ahead. In Pompano
I was there
Beach.
A lot.
In Pompano Beach.
Yes.
Go.
They don't have live.
Do it. It's a Harrah's now.
We're going to fight.
It's a Harrah's. Do it.
Is it a Harrah's now?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about now, though.
They did it when they had it. They had ultimate. No, they had 10 tables there.
No, poker.
They have poker and 10 tables.
Hold on.
Type it in. Here, Hunter, watch her lose this, too.
It does have live table games.
Okay, cool.
It didn't before.
They did, bro.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Where?
Dania beat. They all have them.
Isle did not have that.
Okay, so they don't. I'll let you slide on that one. We'll let her slide. We'll also get her later in the
that's
show.
That's new. Go ahead, talk.
They you all do. Magic City, even Casino Miami in the heart of that, in the hood, has table games. They're just limited to like 10 or 15.
Is it?
Yeah, because the Seminoles can have whatever.
Why is that?
I still to this day don't understand that. You know, like Dania Beach can only have 10 tables open, but they can have as many poker tables as they want. Go on.
Let me read. After the 2022 takeover and rebranding as Harrah's Pompano Beach, mm-hmm. the property expanded its offerings, but still did not introduce genuine live table games like Vegas-style craps or house bank blackjack, since those remain prohibited under state law except in tribal lands.
Yeah, they
instead,
had Ultimate Hold'em.
They continued with electronic versions and maintained the poker room.
Okay. It's a little dicey because that is the law because you can't have blackjack, but you could be right because you were there. So I'm going to.
I will fly there tomorrow.
No, they have
and
it now.
Live stream. No, they don't have it. They swear they don't.
Oh my God, dude. Call the.
Oh, it said 2022.
Call the front desk.
They have it now.
Jeez. Do you want to just lose all your. You're going to get triple pied.
I'll lose all my pies.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Happy Gilmore 2. You saw the movie.
Yes.
Your first impression is?
It was okay.
First impression okay?
Yeah.
What I want to talk about are all the cameos.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think that's the negative for me.
That was the positive for me.
Yeah, it's too much.
You thought it was too much?
There was a lot.
It was, but it's Happy Gilmore 2.
I don't think you realize how many golfers were cameos. Those were pros.
What does that mean?
Like.
Wait, what does that mean?
There's a lot of pros.
Why wouldn't I know?
Because it's not F1. That's more your speed.
Oh,
no pun intended.
That's rude.
No, I'm sorry. Could you cut that part out? Can you cut it out?
No, you don't want to be rude.
Yeah, but that was like out of your intelligence.
No, what's out of my intelligence is talking to you.
Damn. Okay, keep it in now.
Okay. You didn't like the cameos.
I didn't really care for Happy Gilmore 1.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Are you not a Sandler fan?
I mean, I am and I'm not. I am. But not crazy.
Oh,
like
you're not a part of the fan base?
I liked...
Because I feel like if you like Adam Sandler movies, you are like, man.
Yeah.
Like you go hard for him.
I liked Grown Ups.
Okay.
I like Little Nicky. That's my favorite. Yes. Yes. Ah.
Ah. That's yours now.
Oh god. Yeah. There's no carbonation. Oh god.
It's just liquor.
Yes. What are you doing, Crystal? That's my Little Nicky. There's another one I'm missing though that's like the one. Oh, Waterboy.
Waterboy.
Waterboy
say 50 First Dates. That was like a
50 First Dates. Like, why are you trying so hard, bro? She's gonna forget your ass.
Because it's a rom-com.
Yeah.
It was cute. But anyways, everybody was waiting for Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah.
They didn't talk about making it until like 2 years before it came out. And to think that they got over 60 cameos, 40 cameos, the numbers all over the place. I think somebody said 90 cameos because like you reminded everybody. is that the right word? Reminded?
Yes.
That I don't know athletes
in
like that.
English.
So I could have missed all of the golfers.
No. Just golfers.
Yeah, just the golfers.
You never talk about golf.
You're right. I didn't know it. I didn't know any of the golfers.
Yeah, man. I just started watching golf, though.
And how do you feel about golf?
It's amazing how those guys can be that good hitting that little ass ball.
And it's not about the drives. The really, I mean, okay. Driving the ball that far and getting it close to where you need it to go is one part. The hardest part about golf is the putting. That's the hardest part.
That stuff is insane.
Yeah.
How they do that on a consistent level with all those people watching.
But it's so quiet. It's not like they're not even there.
Yeah, but that's like every time being that good is insane. Like Scottie Scheffler, that's insane.
But then they do the golf clap. It's so soft and quiet. Why is that?
It's like a classy sport, I guess.
Why is it that football's so loud and then golf is so quiet?
Because football's like where all the glory is. I haven't played
You've never played golf ever?
No.
Not even the driving range?
I've been to Topgolf.
That's close.
Yeah,
Topgolf's cool. I mean, to the driving range. That's fun. I've never been on an actual course.
A lot of people golf, man.
They do, especially in the city. I'm too intimidated to go on a course.
Yeah, but you know what I hear? Everybody's bad.
Really?
Yeah, they can't all be good. No way. Too many people golf.
I just feel like I'm going to hold up the whole line.
That's what I feel, but I'm pretty sure everybody does it. So you got to, I guess you got to only try and see.
We'll do that for an episode.
Yeah. First time golfing.
Actually, Happy Gilmore 2 is a sports movie, considered a sports movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Golf, right? What's your favorite sports movie?
Ooh! Replacements with Keanu Reeves.
Never seen it.
Whoa! Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you got to watch that. You'll love that. What
is it? Football, baseball?
Yeah.
Football?
They go, the NFL goes on strike, and Keanu Reeves is a Ohio State quarterback that had a really bad bowl game and then didn't play, lives on his boat. So when they go on strike, the team hires Gene Hackman, who's the coach, and he goes and gets to pick his players because they finished the season. And, oh, you'll love it. It's a great, great movie. One of Keanu Reeves' best. It's very hard to play a quarterback. And
not The Matrix? I think Keanu Reeves.
No, those are good, but this one, you believe he was a quarterback.
Really?
Yeah, he's...
Oh, now I really want to see it.
Have you seen Hardball?
No.
Oh, my days. Are you serious?
You want to know what my sports movies are?
What?
The Sandlot.
Great. Say the Jets lost a step or two, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were some fireworks tonight. My favorite line.
Space Jam.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Those are my sports movies.
That's it?
No, but I'm just saying.
Would you stop when you were five? Come on, next.
The Mighty Ducks?
Still, when you were five? But yeah, those are good. Those are classics. Come on.
And what else do I have? Ooh, I got a good one. Cool Runnings. Go ahead, say it.
Oh, I forgot. Some people say, you know, you can believe Jamaica. We have a bobsled team.
That wasn't the one I was thinking you were going to say.
Which one?
Feel the Rhythm.
Feel the Rhythm. Feel the Ride. Yes. Let's go. It's bobsled time. Yeah.
That's the one. All right. The last one I have on here is Dodgeball.
Oh, that's not a sports movie, Crystal.
That's a sports movie.
It's a comedy.
That's a sports movie.
You love the Ocho, I swear. She brings it up all the time.
What are you talking
about? You love the Ocho. It's crazy. That's not a sports movie.
Dodgeball's
a
sport.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's just a comedy.
It has all the elements of a sport. Dodgeball?
Okay.
Like the actual game? Dodgeball?
I mean, sports movies are like blue chips. You can even have He Got Game. Remember the Titans. Have you seen Wildcats with Goldie Hawn when she goes to the hood?
All those movies you named? Never seen them.
Alrighty then. Well, that's all, folks.
I've seen all the ones I named.
Yeah, because we all saw those as kids.
That's as far as I went.
All right. Well, those are solid movies.
They are.
Yeah, it's just Dodgeball's on the fence. I mean, it's a great movie, but I don't know if it's a classic sports movie.
That's a classic sports movie.
All right, to each his own.
Okay. Let's go back to
Happy Gilmore.
Sandler, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the non-athletes that were on the show. Actually, hold on. Looping back really quick. Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
What did you feel about his role? How do you feel he did as an actor?
He got what he wanted.
I think he did pretty good.
Yeah, it's Happy Gilmore, though.
If he wasn't him... I'd buy his
what
acting skills.
He's on an American Horror Story, right?
He is?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
I don't know if it came out.
Oh.
But he got what he wanted.
What did he want?
Taylor, he becomes an actor. That's what he wants.
And not a football player?
No, he'll always be a legend. It's just now that's he wanted to go that route.
That's what he wanted.
Of course he did. It makes sense.
Evolution of Kelsey.
Yeah.
There was actually a huge Easter egg.
Yeah.
Or supposedly. There were rumors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Reggie Bush.
Legend.
Did you catch him in the movie?
Yeah.
Did you see his character?
Yeah.
Why did he pick that one? Why did he go with that angle?
I don't think he picked that character, but I think Adam ran out of spots to good roles, right?
No.
There can't be that many good ones.
Reggie Bush, you can't do that to him.
I saw him when I was in high school all the time at Chipotle with his girlfriend.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
I have blanked for a second.
Yeah. Every time she sat down, she was taller.
Not then.
Yes.
Not yet.
Seen her. That was at the height of his career at SC.
Oh.
They would come to the local Chipotle when Chipotle was just came out, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Man, that shit was packed. Packed.
You remember the Chipotle
Never forget
being
it.
Packed.
Never forget it. Chipotle was so popular in they're popular now, but 05, 06, 07.
That was the peak, right?
Yep.
Because that's when it opened.
Had to be, because that thing was.
It was like the first of its kind.
Yeah.
Because it was all clean ingredients. Yeah. It was made every day.
Then I don't know if McDonald's bought them, right? Or they were together.
I did not know this lore.
Yeah, McDonald's is together with Chipotle, or they just bought them and then they fought for a while. Remember when Chipotle had the E. coli thing?
Yeah.
People say that it was McDonald's that did it because for the longest, McDonald's wanted to bring down the ingredients.
What?
Yeah, that was the conspiracy. But the Chipotle guys
McDonald's
didn't
was just
want
trying
to.
Trying to destroy Chipotle?
Kind of, to get like to win the votes to own Chipotle, basically.
Yeah, so they could make more money. Okay. Anyway, so you saw Reggie Bush when he was dating Kim K at the local Chipotle.
Yeah. He denied my friend an autograph. He was eating. I'll never forget it.
You guys went up to him when he was eating?
No, I didn't go up. The girl did. Oh, Susanna. Oh. Throwing her out there. Yeah.
Hey, Susanna.
Yeah, she was cool, but she went up to him while he was eating, and he said, "I'm eating," the most harsh way.
I don't think you should go up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when somebody's eating.
Yeah.
If they're in the middle of a
conversation. She was like 15, so she didn't know that.
Dang, but a 15-year-old, I feel like you should have a little bit more patience. Girl. A little bit more patience for the youth.
Crushed her. Crushed her.
Yeah, don't ever meet your idols.
Yeah, don't.
And now he's on a movie.
Yeah.
With a bunch of cameos.
Yeesh.
What about Bad Bunny? Bad Bunny's character.
That's the one that got the most heat of him being terrible.
We're gonna go. Terrible?
Yeah.
I thought he was okay.
I thought he was all right too.
He
but
was funny.
Yeah, with the press, he got a lot of heat.
I think it's because what I saw from his character is that he was Bad Bunny. Or he was Benito.
Yeah.
I thought he was funny.
I thought he was cool too. Eminem?
Well. Eminem, I mean.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Damn, he had a lot of people in that.
90, 70, yeah, 60.
Almost everybody.
Everybody. Every person in that movie. Oh, his kids were in it.
It was his wife was in it too, right?
His wife was in it. Everybody was in it. It was a family affair.
I met Adam Sandler at the Century City Mall when I was a kid.
Really?
Super nice.
Like you went up to him and talked to him?
No, we were at the Mongolian barbecue together, like when I was 15. And I think I said, "What's up?" In my mind, I said, "What's up?" But maybe I just was like, "Hey, Adam." I'm Dex.
He was nice.
Cool. Yeah. Cool as hell.
Was he still?
Mega star.
But was he still like just regular dude?
Yeah,
regular
he always guy? Wears that like dressed down look, kind of baggy.
Mm-hmm.
That dude came a long way. I remember seeing Adam Sandler on The Cosby Show when he was like 17 coming up.
Whoa.
Yeah, Cosby he was Theo's show. Friend. Malcolm Jamal Warner that passed.
Oh, yeah.
On The Cosby Show, Adam Sandler's on it. Check that out.
Guy Fieri was on there.
Love Guy.
You like Guy?
Yeah. That show you can watch for days.
What show?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dines.
Oh, I don't think I've ever watched a full episode.
God. Oh my God. Why did I pick you as my host? Really?
Yeah.
Bro.
I mean, I know about it.
I mean, why did I pick myself as your host?
What?
What? This is your show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. She the boss.
You can leave.
Shh. Whoa. I was just kidding, man.
Door's open.
No. Never.
And
yeah, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dines.
I know about them.
It's the best.
Oh, the Easter egg.
Yeah.
There were rumors that Michael Jordan was going to make a cameo.
That's tough.
That's tough. And people are spreading rumors now that MJ is somewhere in the background.
Maybe because it was on the golf course.
I went through that movie. I didn't see him.
Yeah. MJ.
I don't think it exists.
Maybe if they were filming the day he was at the same golf course, because MJ is known to gamble like 100,000 a hole.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He has the famous line of, if you're a great, good golfer, I'll gamble with you, but I'll pick, he'll pick the price point where he knows you'll start shaking.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. No, Michael Jordan's a known, like, big time gambler.
And since he has so much money.
That's why they said his dad died. Remember? You know the whole story on the mafia killing his dad?
No.
Because of gambling debt. That's why he had to go play baseball.
What?
Michael Jordan took.
I didn't know this lore either.
Michael Jordan took time off to play baseball. Remember in Space Jam, your favorite movie?
My favorite movie.
Yeah. That's real.
I remember when he played baseball.
Okay, that's real. Why would the guy at the height of his career?
I wondered that. I did.
Okay, so.
I wasn't into sports like that. I wasn't going to go digging deep into.
Yeah.
Why? Just let it be.
They say the mafia killed his dad because they couldn't kill Michael because he was too high profile. And that's why the NBA had to send him away basically for 2 years or a year. To play baseball.
They killed his dad because
gambling debt.
Gambling debt? How much?
That I don't know. I don't even know.
How much do you think? Let's play that game.
10 million?
For life? I think it has to be more. I mean,
yeah, they'll kill you for that. Hell yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a big number, but we know how much people gamble.
Yes.
Like, we know.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Somewhere. On TV.
Live streaming.
Yes.
We see these people.
Yeah.
And
it'd be crazy to work in a casino. I could never handle that.
100 million.
Yeah.
Cause if he's betting 100,000 a hole.
They'll kill you at 5 million.
100,000 a hole.
Doesn't matter. You're thinking about him. Think about the guys who are booking the bets. Flip it.
True.
Yeah, forget him. He can handle that.
He can.
The guy at 2 million is like, I'm gonna freaking murk you. It's just it's MJ, you know you're gonna get caught. So that's where the conspiracy comes from.
But then wouldn't they want him to rack up a really big debt because they know he can pay?
That's
eventually.
That's the OG
like Bruno
mafia
Mars.
World. Yeah.
They got him.
But that's with a casino. This is with the offshore gamble. Like, this is with like a bookie, not with a casino.
It's still large amounts of money being owed. Anyways, so that's the Easter egg or what people are saying. MJ's somewhere in there. I don't think he's in there. I already scrubbed through the movie.
That'd be tough.
Was Tiger Woods in there?
I can't remember.
I don't think he was in there because I looked too and I don't remember seeing
those
Tiger
guys
Woods.
Are way too up there.
But there was over like so
yeah,
many
but Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, these guys are above like Magic Johnson. These guys are Kobe at the time, you know, rest in peace, but
yeah, but we're talking about right now today.
Yeah, those guys aren't, if they're
just a cameo,
if they get in a movie, they're not doing cameos, they're the star.
Some of these guys, is that why? But some of these guys had like one line,
yeah, which is great, but then there's another level, like it's those guys are,
what movies would they
icons.
Be in
their own movie or no movie, they wouldn't even get out of the house to do a cameo.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why I thought, I was like, I don't think Michael Jordan's gonna be in
movie. He'll do Space Jam.
He's not gonna be in the background. He's not gonna be a one line.
Maybe LeBron would do it.
Well, he didn't.
He didn't, but maybe. But still, another guy where they're either the star or they're not in it.
You think that's why?
Yeah.
Because the spotlight isn't on them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even for like the fun of it?
Doesn't matter. They're too up there.
It's a fun movie.
Charles Barkley will do it. Michael Jordan won't.
Michael Jordan wouldn't do anything.
Yeah. Difference.
He costs too much.
He wouldn't even do it if you paid him. That's a super, super, superstar in the sports world. Yeah.
And he knows that.
Yeah.
And he behaves that way.
Can you blame him?
That doesn't mean I have to forgive him for his behavior.
Oh, of course not. You're 100% correct on that. But remember this. Out of all the humans, billions, there's one Michael Jordan, one best at basketball where they play that everywhere.
Yeah.
Still to this day, hasn't played in 30 years.
He's still an icon.
Yeah.
We all know who he is.
Yeah. But you are correct. Doesn't give you the excuse to be, if you are a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 100%.
All right. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Go on.
Youth cricket is on the rise.
Damn. Youth cricket's on the rise. Cricket is
woke you up.
Cricket is the second biggest sport in the world.
It is.
Yeah.
Why is it not big? Well, it's on the rise.
Indians play it. They have a big population, but that's their game in Pakistan and all that.
That's not what I was educated on.
Who's the best cricket player?
I don't know who the best cricket player
is. It's an Indian guy, right? He has like 100 million followers on Instagram.
But it's not popular in the States.
It'll never be popular in the States because we have baseball.
I literally just said youth cricket is on the rise.
Nah.
It is on the rise.
No way. We have baseball.
We don't need baseball.
Wrote that? Who wrote that?
It is on the rise.
No, it's not. Yes, where?
In New York.
Of course. New York. That doesn't count.
It's a melting pot. I can't say the county. Schenectady.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I think in Schenectady,
mm-hmm.
they had the biggest competition, youth cricket competition.
How many people showed up? 10?
No, it was the biggest youth tournament, and they said they had 40 teams.
40?
Nearly 500 players.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know.
Okay. It's on the rise then. I stand corrected.
I told you.
Yeah, you are correct. If that's how many teams, wow.
Yeah. Do you know how to play cricket?
No. What I know, yeah, with the paddle.
With the paddle, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know the rules. It's a little confusing. The they bounce the ball. Baseball, they pitch
beats
it.
Me.
When they pitch it, they bounce it.
I know they have to like cross each other at one point.
Yeah, and they that's run, a run back and forth.
Do you want to know how to play the game?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm in America.
The objective. Actually, no, we know the objective. You want to have the most runs. There's 11 players on each side. They use wickets. They're called wickets.
Yeah.
The pitch is a 22-yard strip in the middle of a large oval field.
Oh, wow.
Okay. There's batters. There's a bowler.
Mm-hmm.
The bowler is like a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
There's fielders, right?
Yes, like baseball.
And then there's a wicket keeper. He's like a catcher in baseball.
Okay.
Scoring runs. So run between the wickets. So you hit the ball and then the batter and the other person have to swap sides.
Hit the ball, the batter. Okay, that
hit
makes sense.
Hit the ball and both batters run to the opposite end.
Yeah. There and back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then a boundary. Hit the ball to the edge of the field. If it touches the ground before crossing, it's 4 runs.
Oh, damn.
And then if it touches the boundary without or ball over the boundary without touching the ground, it's 6 runs. It's like a home run.
Damn, that's their baseball.
That's their baseball.
Yeah,
that's not my baseball.
No.
We have
but
baseball.
Then imagine if like your boy Aaron Judge played cricket.
Oh god,
Aaron probably Judge. Slam that thing.
Yes you would.
Yeah, yes
Aaron,
he would.
Show's over. Bye everyone.
Bye.